blew a moon in it. Girl, she went shots for the team. I was in high school dreams. Now I'm almost looking clean. Teaching game like a dean. Coach all these girls to a ring. I want a ball, I like the Wizards. Yeah, you know what I mean. When I blew a moon in it. Girl, she went shots for the team. I was in high school with dreams. Now I'm almost looking clean. Teaching game like a dean. Coach all these girls to a ring.
Welcome to the Locked On Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Troy Halliburton. Join with me in the arena, Miss Kelly Cohen from ESPN. How are you doing today, Kelly?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. We're sitting here right now on the baseline of the Entertainment Sports Arena in Congress Heights. We just witnessed the Washington Mystics go up 2-0 on the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA semifinals. How are you feeling off of this matchup?
I mean, I just can't get over the energy in this arena. Going to Wizards games last season, just, you know, watching that team struggle and then coming here and watching this entire arena cheer for a team that, you know, up, down. It was a game of runs. It was up, down, up, down, up, down. Suddenly I felt like the Mystics should have been up by 10, but they were down by 5. And it was just awesome. And I think when this team really plays well together, you know, I'm seeing that ball movement. I'm seeing, you know, the supporting cast hit those shots. Like, they're really unbeatable. So I think now that they're one game away from the making the finals,
yep,
running it all the way back, I guess.
Yeah.
It's great. It's good to see. And I mean, I'm always down to cheer for women succeeding.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and when it comes to women succeeding, I mean, the Mystics are like the prime example of that. I mean, they've literally been one of the best teams in WNBA history. You know, I think they've had like the second best point differential in WNBA history.
I'll just whip out that stat.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, little stat boy. but I think when you talk about the supporting cast, we have to mention the fact that Emma Mieseman, who didn't even play with the Mystics last year after taking a year off, I mean, she's coming out and been dominant in the first two games of this series, scoring 27 points in game one and then now 30 points in game two. So, I mean, when we talk about the kind of the difference in the series, I mean, she's been that. What have you seen from her that has been, you know, especially, exciting.
Magical, yeah.
Yeah, well, magical.
I mean, I don't want to take anything away from her or any of the other starters. When I say supporting cast, I mean, you look at Elena and you just think, you know, she's the star of the team. She's the league MVP. So, of course, you know, you kind of say supporting cast, which I don't obviously mean because they are all five starters that are all amazing. But, you know, she had an amazing game one. She hits those dagger threes. She hits those dagger fadeaways. And I'm like, all right, this girl is really, really good. And then, you know, Elena's always going to produce. She's always going to give you MVP stuff. But, you know, she only made 5 of 15 field goals tonight, and Emma made, what, 11 of 19? So, I mean, when your MVP isn't, quote, stepping up, I mean, whatever. She had 14 points. She had a good game, but you need those other people to give you the MVP caliber performances when maybe your MVP isn't giving you her best performance. I mean, obviously, that's not to say Elena had a bad performance, but, you know, when you drop 30 points and you missed 4 field goals, that's what you need.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that Elena, I mean, I wouldn't say that she had a bad performance, but I think that, you know, the kind of the nerves of her getting her MVP trophy just before the game started. And, you know, I mean, she had a lot of media availability beforehand. But you know what? I think that the biggest thing about Elena is the fact that she's a very unselfish player.
Right.
So that when she is getting double teamed or when she's not getting it going, you know, she draws the defense in and she's able to kick the ball to, you know, her teammates. And I mean, I think we also have to talk about Natasha Cloud, who has done a fantastic job of just leading the team. I mean, essentially running the point guard position for the last month and a half ago. So while Chrissy Tolliver has been out, I mean, Natasha Cloud, I mean,
she's great. I love her.
She's great. I mean, she plays with so much energy. I think I said this to one Wizards official during the game. I said that she reminds me of the WNBA's version of Pascal Siakam, just because she can really do everything on the court.
Yeah. No, she's great. And I think you mentioned Chrissy Tolliver. She had an awesome game back. I think she's kind of had up or downs. You can see she's moving a little slower, especially with the knee stuff. But I mean, she made some big three-pointers. She gave us 22 plus minutes tonight. She even had, I don't know if you saw it, but she nailed this three in front of the Aces bench and leaned in and cupped her ear like, all right, what now? I think that kind of energy, when you can tell that this team, they all enjoy playing with each other. They all enjoy making the big shots. They don't care, you know, that the MVP's making the shots, or, you know, you've been out for this many games and you're now coming back. You know, a big shot is a big shot no matter who. And I think that is what makes this team, you can see they're selfless. You can see they're really bonded together. And, you know, you can tell they're really pushing for it. I mean, you saw it in Elena's when she found out she won MVP on the Mystics Twitter, you know, she was like, all right, crap, I got to go to practice.
Exactly,
like she was like, all right, cool. I won the MVP. Congrats. Like, but actually there's more important things to do. And you can tell this team is seriously focused, especially, I mean, this Aces team, like they're great. They got here on a lot of emotion.
Exactly.
They got here on that
miracle shot from Hambry. Yeah.
Right. Those back-to-back threes, like they came in here with a lot of emotion and you can tell they were riding that in the first game. You could tell they were even still riding it now, but I mean, they just, when you think of how stacked this Mystics team is and how good even the bench is, like, it's impossible, especially in this, like I said, the arena, the cheering, the swag surf, like, it's great. You can tell, like, the whole community is here and it's a lot better than a lot of the Wizards games were last season. Which is
you know what? I heard no lies detected in that last statement.
I was rambling a lot. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, I think you did an excellent job of breaking down, you know, the reality of the situation. I think that this Mystics team is focused. I see a focus in them that I really haven't seen before from, you know, in any of the professional basketball teams in this area.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they look like a team that they know what their destiny is. They know they're supposed to win a championship. And so I think that, you know, they're focused on that. So even in, and we just came out of the locker room and I'm talking to Emma Mieseman and I'm like, well, you know, there's a saying that the series doesn't start until the road team, until a team wins on the road.
Right.
So technically this series hasn't even started yet, but I mean, she says she knows that they're humble and they're going out to Vegas looking to get a win. They're looking to come back early so they can get some rest up for the NBA finals for the WNBA finals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this team, I honestly believe that the way that they've been playing, the focus that they've been exhibiting, like, this team is a team of destiny. So, let me ask you this. What do you think is going to happen in Game 3 when they go out to Vegas?
I mean, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Vegas wins. I mean, they have a lot of home momentum. They just came off, like I said, the miracle shot at home, right?
Yep.
That was at home.
Yep.
Like, they have that kind of magic going on. But again, like, this team is focused, and if you just go out there and play the game and enjoy the game, you know, you just from covering sports in general, you realize whether it's male or female, whether it's NBA or WNBA, like, if you go out there and you actually are just having fun with your teammates and you're enjoying just a pure game of basketball, like, you're going to win. Don't overthink it. Don't think too much. Oh, this isn't my home. Oh, the emotion. Like, you kind of just got to go out there and have fun. I know that I don't remember who, but I remember it stuck with me a while ago that there was like an NBA player who was in a shooting slump and he was like, I just need to get back to enjoying the game. Like actually just enjoying the fundamentals and the basics, not the flashiness, not the hype, not the trophies. Just go out there and play and have fun. And I think you can tell that with this team, they do just go out there and do the, you know, do the fundamentals of basketball and really enjoy it. And I mean, DC needs this. I think it would be awesome. It'll, you know, if Elena's going to win the MVP and then go win finals and then probably win finals MVP, like that'll just also blow the WNBA up.
Yeah,
like I think she had that historic season.
Yep, the 50-40-90, the first in WNBA history.
And you saw NBA players, you saw NFL, you know, people were congratulating her. I think now is like really the time to kind of capitalize on you're the star of DC basketball in general right now, honestly. Like you really are.
Yeah.
You have Wizards players coming out to watch you play and watch your team maybe bring home a title. Like, if not now, when?
If not now, when? Yeah. I think that's the perfect way to end this impromptu podcast. We got people out here with brooms. They're sweeping up the arena.
I
think they're flickering the lights on us. They want us up out of here.
There's a clock counting down.
Exactly.
I think that's to tell us to go home.
Exactly. So, hey, Kelly, I want to greatly appreciate you for coming on. Like, but the thing is, like, we're friends in real life. So, you know, just to have this conversation on the podcast, the people get a peek behind the curtain and see what life is like for people coming down and covering games. So, I mean, Kelly had me waiting outside of the Mystics locker room. She wanted to catch Elena Deladon, but, you know, she's been talking, you know, 3 or 4 times already today. I think she deserves a little bit of a break. You'll catch her for game one of the WNBA finals.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that'll be good. Thank you for that reminder.
Exactly.
I like it.
All right, so Kelly, cool. Tell the people where they can find you and go ahead and plug some of your work anything that you're working on ESPN.
Yeah, I'm over at ESPN. I'm working on a story right now about cryptocurrency.
Okay.
It should go live soon, just how professional sports leagues are adopting it or not adopting it. You'll be surprised to know that it's actually huge in the Premier League, which I know is not a big thing in the U.S. yet, but literally soccer is insane everywhere else but the U.S. So I'm working on that and just honestly gearing up for the season. I'm so excited for NBA to come back. Football's back, so I'm a happy girl. So
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Get it. Leave that handle so where the people can find you.
My Twitter handle is by Kelly Cohen, like BY, like my byline. And then, find me on the Twitters.
That's what's up. And when you talk to her on the Twitter, you better talk to her nice, or I'm going to have to come after you.
Oh, God.
All right. That's it. That's perfect.
Like Gilbert Arenas. Now I'm chilling back, giving advice. I buy my girl shit, it don't matter the price. They see that I'm taking, they try getting pants. Label money, I just tell in advance. I ain't cheating, I'm just trying to dance. She just trying to have me up in the trance. I'm in a strip club like fuck it. They just trying to make some buckets. Love when I slap down my ones, but it bounced like a ball when I struck it. So if you ever see a real nigga like me, just let him live and just be how it be. Go to the club with them two and you'll see. With a J, we be on the same team. I wanna ball out like the Wizards. Yeah, you know what I mean. When I'm blue, I'm on the net. Girl, she went shots for the team. I was in high school with dreams. Now I'm almost looking clean. Teaching game like a dean. Coach all these girls to a ring. I wanna ball out like the Wizards. Yeah, you know what I mean. When I'm blue, I'm on the net. Girl, she went shots for the team. I was in high school with dreams. Now I'm almost looking clean. Teaching game like a dean. Coach all these girls to a ring.